Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Down.
Hard work.
Joe Biden thinks people are just down right now. People are just down. I don't let things get me down. I don't. So I'm up. You up or down, Kev?
Oh, be great, baby.
Yeah, that's right. What good does it do to sit there and mope?
I don't allow any of that nonsense.
Mope. I haven't heard that word in a long time. My parents use that word. Yeah, quit moping.
Yep.
I'm not going to mope anymore.
Yeah, you can wake up and decide you're going to have a bad day or you're going to have a great day. Either way, you'll be right.
Exactly right. Glad to be back from Arizona behind the air chair here. All excited with lots of news to talk about today on the program.
What is that you have there?
I got some news to talk about.
It's a newspaper.
It is.
I haven't seen one of those in a long time. Look at that, an actual newspaper.
I like a newspaper still.
Yeah.
You only get two a week.
Yeah.
But, at least it's something, something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Got some stories in here that I want to tell you about today. What else do we have on the program? Brent Lonas from Hasselby here to talk about $40,000 worth of scholarships to North Dakota high school seniors. It's kind of a nice deal. We're going all border in our second hour today on the program. Todd Bensman, author of Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History. Watch that flying back, actually. C-SPAN had a nice little interview with Todd Bensman. We've got him today on the program. I actually met him at the border. Where the heck was I? Del Rio, maybe? I forget where, but he took pictures of all my my evidence. You remember what I found when I was there?
Yeah, you were at Eagle Pass. Yeah, you were at the Del Rio sector deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cuba... All over the place.
Haiti.
I mean, yeah, Haiti.
Yeah.
That's just what you found. Just wandering around the...
One guy.
The abandoned yard right there.
One guy. And he was like, what? Wanted to take pictures of all the... I went on Newsmax with Greg Stinchfield with those and showed them all. What I got here, Greg? You can't even believe it. Unbelievable. So we'll do the border next hour. Chad Wolf will also join us, former acting director of the Department of Homeland Security. He... worked for President Trump as a Homeland Security Secretary, and obviously can talk a little bit about. I don't think the story's properly told, Kev, between how the Trump administration operated and the Biden administration. And they get by with it because their friends in the media just go along with this. But there is a purposeful modus operandi to how Team Biden works that allows these people to come in. They made very, very purposeful changes. So
I want to
talk a little bit about that today.
That's why it's absolute. Tom Holman said it before they even got into office. They want this. They want an open border. They're going to open the border. It's going to be wide open.
Question of the day, are you up or are you down? That's the question. Biden thinks you're down. You got my... computer ready to roll here, Kev? All right. Listen to, he did an interview with David Muir from ABC.
Hard hitting, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Ask the tough questions.
Yeah. And listen to what he says here, okay?
So I think things are a little out of whack, and I don't blame people for being down. You know, when you had 2 years of the pandemic, kids out of school.
okay, wait a minute. The pandemic was certainly a challenge. And by the way, we ought to be having a full-on conversation about accountability with China, because the Biden administration themselves found the virus to have leaked from a lab. It came from a lab, Kev. We know now it came from a lab. They're to blame.
Yeah, of course it did.
Yeah, we knew that. This is not news to us.
That's not any.
But the Biden administration is admitting it, okay?
Okay.
So get to it. But the fact that people are down is not a result of the pandemic. Do you think it is?
Yeah, no one's waking up today, Joe, and going, doggone it, that pandemic
that
sure
pandemic.
Is just bumming my day out, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
that was
forget
rough.
The fact I'm paying $3.30 a gallon for gas or $8 for eggs or I can't afford a ribeye anymore. None of that's got me down, Joe.
It sounds like 8 years of the Obama administration. It's Bush's fault.
Sorry.
George Bush did
Sorry
it.
It's so bad. Don't blame us.
George Bush did
it's
it.
It's just the world.
It was those 8 years of George Bush. Never mind us.
God, this guy.
They can't even stop.
What a clown.
You know, and the nice thing is the luxury they have. These media sycophants just lap it up like a bunch of...
Yeah.
It is... Can't get enough.
That's when they bring their eyebrows together and they give you that concerned look. Yeah.
Yeah,
all it right. was a tough time for everybody. It sure was.
Back to Joe, and the pandemic is the reason we're all down.
The mental health problems in the country are seriously increased, especially among young people.
Yeah, well, again, largely because of the fact that you've not done anything.
Mm-hmm.
Get to it, Joe. Here we go. Here's more.
Some things are, for example, feeling down about employment.
What?
They got better jobs. They're making more money. Inflation is still higher than it should be, and everything from
because of
you. It's higher than it should be.
Yeah,
yeah, but hey, they got lots of jobs.
What did he say there, though? Exactly.
Yeah.
I got a little ahead of that inflation line. Let me listen.
Could be, and everything from gasoline prices to a war.
Back up far enough here. I want to hear what he said before he blamed everything on inflation. Let me back it up. Translate this for us.
A war.
Translate it, Kev. You have
a
little translation?
Yes, right.
All right, here we go.
Jobs. They're making more money. Inflation is still higher than it should be. And, everything from gasoline prices to a war going on in Ukraine. I mean, so...
I'm so confused. I thought it was the pandemic. Now it's gasoline prices?
And a war. There's a war. Yeah, the climate. Abortion next? No one can get an abortion?
All right.
So, go ahead.
All right, sorry. Here he is again. I'm trying to get to the translation.
Among young people, some things are, for example, feeling down about employment.
What did you say there?
For example, some people are feeling down about something like that, about unemployment.
Oh.
Some people are feeling...
I'm glad you can trust them.
Pretty well,
they got better jobs. They're making more money.
Mm-hmm.
Inflation is still higher than it should be. And, everything from gasoline prices to a war going on in Ukraine. I mean, so I can't think of a time when there's been greater uncertainty. Notwithstanding the fact we've created an 800,000 manufacturing jobs, we're better off.
Hey, what was that again?
What a joke. We've created 800,000 manufacturing jobs. You haven't created Jack Squat, JoJo, okay? Not anything in the the manufacturing jobs are being created in our back here because Donald Trump rescinded NAFTA and put the USMCA into place.
But let's remind
Let's remind
him, for that matter, any Republican president, I don't care who, no president creates jobs. You advocate for a policy that has the environment as such that people invest their hard-earned money
at the market,
and they take a risk to say, I think if I built that factory, we could create a product that would sell, and we could employ people and have them feed their families.
And people would buy our widgets.
That's how you create jobs, Joe. There's more here.
We're off than virtually any other major nation in the world economically. But
What are we?
We're better than every other nation in the world economically. Something like that.
Something like that. Just kind of roll with it. Don't expect them to make sense.
Okay. But it's understandable why people are just down. So I think things are a little out of whack, and I don't blame people for
things are a little out of whack.
A little out of whack.
You're president of the United States. That's why they're out of whack. tell you that
right now. It's a little out of whack. People are a little funky. A little funk going on.
Right. Yeah.
A little funk.
Yeah. By the way, here's more of the interview. I need you again to translate here because I didn't know exactly what this was all about here. Just a few seconds.
Our latest ABC News poll shows 4 in 10 Americans say they're worse off than when you were elected. Only 16% said they were better off. So why is that? Why aren't Americans feeling this?
Well, look, I think it goes well beyond the economy. Think about it. You make the news. I mean, you interview for
Shut
the news.
Shut up.
Can you think of anything they turn on the television and go, God, that makes me feel good? Almost anything. Everything is in the negative.
Well, wait a minute. Didn't we just hear that unemployment's great and the economy's wonderful? And
but it goes way past the economy.
Turn on the TV.
It does not go past the economy, stupid. All right? The buck stops at the economy for Joe Public and his lovely bride, Jane. Okay?
This guy's arguing with himself. Joe.
Just go away.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seepage?
At the point where I almost want Kamala Harris.
Jack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming February auctions include 786 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County, 310 acres of highly productive cropland in Renville County near Glenburn, 308 acres of excellent cropland in Trail County south of Mayville in Portland, 640 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 340 acres of exceptional cropland in Becker County, Minnesota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustration if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing, and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys, and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
She's a good girl, loves her mom, loves Jesus, in America too. She's a good girl. good girl.
Just play that for my little girl down there in ASU.
Loves yours.
I don't know that she loves Elvis, but everything else, I think everything else fits. Yeah. There you go.
Glad you got some good weather when you were down there.
Not bad, not bad. Today was terrible. Yesterday was a little crazy, but I mean, you can't complain about the weather when you're in Arizona.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You could, but who'd listen?
No, exactly. Upper 60s one day, hit 70 one day, 50 and rainy another day. So glad to be back. Our daughter Haley is at Arizona State University, and so it was Dad's weekend. So I had to go down there for Dad's weekend and do like.
What do they do? Just hang out there.
We like watch a soccer match. There is a brunch on Sunday. There's axe throwing. There's they were going to go to spring training baseball, but they opted out of that.
Oh,
I was really kind of looking forward to that.
Yep,
you got a lot of teams down there. Unbelievable.
Said man, have you seen the aquatic center at ASU?
I've not.
Oh man, you will not That pool setup dive monstro. I mean, it's a showcase.
Wow.
To college aquatics.
That football stadium is pretty something.
Oh yeah,
it holds 80,000 people.
Yeah,
phenomenal.
Ran every stair in that one time.
They have did you really
for
oh, my
charity?
Gosh.
Yeah,
oh my god.
In the day,
they have hockey now. ASU plays plays hockey.
Club
which
hockey,
is kinda
yeah.
nice. No, it's not club hockey.
There was
no. They're I forget what league they're in. They were in Linden, but UND has played them.
Okay.
The Hall of Fame game.
That's cool.
So it's Division I full-on college hockey. And this is a little bizarre, but the Phoenix Coyotes hockey team, the NHL team, plays in the college arena.
Oh, okay.
Which seats like 5,000 people because they couldn't afford their arena or something, so they moved to a smaller arena. Kind of bizarre. Hey, we're brought to you by Patriot Mobile today. Now more than ever, it is so important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. Is that cool or what? And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with code FLAGFAMILY. It's all one word, FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. They'll take good care of you. 972-PATRIOT. You know, David Muir from ABC News and that clip we played before about Barack Obama. By the way, if you have a question or comment about any of this silliness, always welcome. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Or 701-271-1100. You can also text us, 701-237-1590. So David Muir, I mean, this is not exactly earth-shattering, and it's sort of like Journalism 101, but the fact that he actually asked the question, hey, 4 in 10 Americans, they say they're not better off than they were before you were president. You know what I mean? Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. A few of them are having to jump off the Biden bandwagon here. I mean, it isn't exactly revolutionary because it is actual news that should be asked, but the fact that it is says something. Here's NBC News White House correspondent on Meet the Press yesterday. Listen to this.
But I have to tell you privately, some allies of the president are concerned that he hasn't been there yet, and they're saying he needs to go. But I've pressed them over and over again. Are there any plans for the president to go? And they say there are no conversations about that. They reiterate what you just said. We were on the ground within 2 hours of this crisis happening. We've gotten all the resources there that are needed. And I do think big picture, there's a question. Optics are important when you're dealing with a crisis like this. There's no doubt about that. We learned that during Hurricane Katrina, for example. The question is, will this backfire on President Biden?
Will this backfire on President Biden? In fact, he's not. They're talking, obviously, about East Palestine, Ohio, and the mess that now everybody knows about that Biden has avoided. He got asked by a reporter when he was heading to Delaware, hop on the chopper and go spend a bunch of your money flying off for the umpteenth weekend in a row of a vacation. You got to listen close to this, but the question is, are you planning to travel to East Palestine, Ohio? He gets asked this by the reporter. Listen.
planning to travel to East Palestine?
This time I'm not. I did a whole video. What the hell? On
Zoom?
Zoom. Zoom. All I can, every time I think of Zoom, that song of my generation, who's Zoom and who? Wait, let me answer the question.
Did you hear this?
Yep. He didn't recall what a Zoom call was.
It took him forever. He said, I did it on video, and finally the reporter saved him and said, you're talking about video? Is that what you're talking about here?
Listen. Yeah, they do these things where you can look into a camera, and they put it over this thing called, what is it again? The Internet? Yeah, the Internet. They do that. It was I did a Zoom call, so that's all fine. First of all, who cares
Zoom
if Joe
call?
Biden goes to East Palestine, Ohio?
Well,
he's not going to do anything.
No, I agree.
I wish he wouldn't go.
Let's go.
He wouldn't go anywhere and spend another dime of my money wasting time for photo ops that don't matter.
But let's go back to the NBC reporter. What did she say? Optics matter.
Oh yeah,
you're right. He's not going to do anything differently, but he's blown it here. He's absolutely blown it. Every excuse they've tried, we had people on the ground 2 hours after this thing started. Pete Buttigieg went. It's not going to cut it. They smell blood now in the water, and they're not going to give up. Who's Zoomin' Who? Song of his jet. Wasn't that Aretha Franklin?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
And a song's not that old, so when he says it's of his generation, I'm like.
Aretha Franklin, yeah.
Yeah, what was the year?
Oh, I don't know. I just popped up on my service here.
I got to hear this one more time. One more time, Joe. You going to East Palestine? You going to actually show up on the ground and maybe do something? The other funny thing is the first thing he answers is, this time I'm not. Okay? So he answered the question, right?
Yeah.
And he goes on to say, I did a whole video. I mean, you know, the what the hell on, this course went on for 15 seconds where he couldn't recall what it was. And a reporter goes, Zoom? He goes, Zoom, Zoom. All I can hear every time I think of Zoom is that song of my generation, Who's Zoom and Who? I don't think it was of his generation. I think that's an 80s, maybe a 90s song. You have to fact check me on that, Kev, but I think it was. Oh, my gosh.
I would say 80s, if I remember right.
Well, I want you to definitively tell me whether I'm right or wrong on 80s or 90s.
85.
Mid-80s.
Yep.
There you go.
That's
would that be fair to call that the Biden generation? How old's the guy?
He was already in the Senate at that point, I believe.
I think he was getting Social Security by that point.
Yeah.
So was not of his generation. Fact check wrong by Joe Biden. But what does it matter? It doesn't matter.
Just exactly.
All right, we'll tell you about some scholarship opportunities for kids when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. SpaceX and NASA postponed the company's planned launch of Crew 6 to the International Space Station early this morning because of an issue relating to an ignition fluid. The launch was scheduled from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Another attempt should be announced soon. California is facing more extreme weather. While the powerful winter system that had earlier triggered record rainfall, heavy snow and flooding in the Golden State was threatening the plains with powerful winds and tornadoes. High wind warnings have been issued today from central Kansas and Oklahoma to Virginia and northern Georgia. Gale force winds have been issued along both U.S. coasts. The half-brother of civil rights activist Reverend Al Sharpton is facing up to 20 years in prison. Kenneth Glasgow pled guilty Friday in Montgomery to several federal charges, including tax evasion, mail fraud, and drug conspiracy. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Here it is.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn that turn blonde.
That's the hot mix right there. Who's zooming who? This is Joe's generation.
President Biden says we're all feeling down. Why are we feeling down again? Because of the pandemic? Pandemic's over, though.
No, not the pandemic.
That was the pandemic, I think, that he thought we were down because of the pandemic. The only one I'll agree with him on there is mental health issues, but again, those are largely because of the pandemic, right? I mean, they're lingering effects, but certainly a product of now what looks to be some very, very poor decisions and what happened to children during that whole sad chapter. Anyway, the question is, are you up or are you down? This weekend, David Muir on ABC's This Week interviewed Joe Biden, and he said, we're just down. We're all down. So if you're down and you're letting the government get you down, or you're up, you tell us. You can text 701-237-1590. Hey, we're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Something you should know, the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota. Every corner of North Dakota. Roads, bridges, schools, all of it. Water projects. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. Still to come on the program today, Todd Benzman will be here. He's written a book about the greatest border crisis in U.S. history. Stay tuned for that. And an expert on the changes that were made that have caused this border situation. And I think that's where the media could be more curious about that. What changes were made because we don't talk about that. Listener says, Scott, can you please explain what the media is saying about deregulation under President Trump and how that could have caused the train derailment crisis in Ohio? Heard this on Fox. Yeah, that's been an allegation from the Biden administration. It's a good question. I don't know what's... I'll dig into that for you. I'll find out, and we'll try and get an exact answer on it.
Well, a number I can tell you I have. A quick answer to that is the caboose went away, during the Obama years. I remember they used to monitor the back end of the train with someone riding in the caboose.
But that's not the Trump
deregulation. That went away. No, and they've gone to different kinds of sensors, different things. It's evolved through all administrations. But we're to the point where no one's watching the back end of the train. Sensors are telling the drivers that your wheel bearings are over 250, 300 degrees and they're on fire, and they're ignoring those things. That's what happened.
But the Biden administration is alleging that the Trump administration went in and said, get rid of the sensors. Who needs sensors? No, you don't need any sensors.
The sensors went off. Three of them went off.
So the crew
didn't pay any attention to them.
The question specifically is,
yes,
what deregulation under President Trump could have caused this? And it's a good question. I've heard it, too, but I don't know the answer to it, but I'm going to dig into it. I promise you that. And what you're talking about, I think, Kev, is just different decisions the railroad has made.
The different technology has eliminated certain things. I've heard a couple of different interviews on NTSB people talking about this. But yeah, the fact of the matter is that somebody didn't lube those wheels up on that train, and that's what happened.
Appreciate the question, though. We'll dig into that. Our next guest is here to talk about a great subject, and that is scholarships. $40,000 worth of scholarships to the North Dakota High School senior class, courtesy of the North Dakota State Fair Foundation Scholarship. Brent Lonis is here from Has to talk a little bit about it, because scholarship applications are closing in a couple of weeks, and we want you to know about it. Hey, Brent, how are you?
I'm great, Scott. How are you this morning?
Wonderful. Appreciate your time today. Talk about, first of all, the decision to invest in the State Fair Foundation Scholarship.
Yeah, well, first, let me start just by thanking you, Scott, for having me on your show this morning. So this is a scholarship program that we developed about 3 years ago. This is our third year of providing $40,000 in scholarships to graduating seniors in North Dakota that are involved in 4-H and FFA. Students that are graduating, pursuing secondary educations that are related to or supporting oil and gas industry would be able to apply for the scholarship. Again, there's $40,000 in scholarships. We have three $10,000 scholarships that will be awarded, and five $2,000 scholarships, totaling the $40,000 for North Dakota students.
Back up a second, Brent. Back up a sec, and explain to me the connection to the industry, that it's a senior in high school going into secondary education that is looking to enter the oil and gas industry. Is that what you said?
No, it's related to the oil and gas industry. So, graduating seniors that are 4-H and FFA members that are exhibiting a project at the North Dakota State Fair. That's one of the qualifying attributes that the students need to have. But if the scholarship is open to students that are interested in secondary education that is related to or supports the oil and gas industry. So just to give an example of that, we've had students that are going into nursing, into accounting, into agribusiness, into veterinary science, as well as engineering, some of the more traditional fields that are related to oil and gas, but fields that are supporting the oil and gas industry, which really opens up the opportunity for students to pursue a wide range of careers of their interest.
Got it. All right, fascinating. Well, and obviously, a wide range of possibilities there under that label of supporting the industry. That's great.
Yeah, so just a reminder on this, Scott. The deadline for applying for the scholarships is March 15th of this year. So deadline is coming up here in a couple weeks. And for those that are interested and would like to apply, you can go to the website from the North Dakota State Fair Foundation. It's ndstatefairfoundation.com/scholarships. And there you can find the way to apply.
That's great. And Hess has been a wonderful neighbor in North Dakota, especially in supporting education. How is it that education is such a priority for Team Hess?
So, Scott, going back to our pillar of our company is we're committed to being a trusted energy partner for the community. wherever we operate, not only in North Dakota, but around the world. And we do this by integrating our social responsibility program into the way we do business and proactively engaging with the communities and stakeholders to support education, health and wellness, the community, and as well as the environment. So more of a cornerstone of our company and what we stand for and our values, which aligns very well to the values of the 4-H and FFA programs, are aligned very well with our company values.
And we're talking about $40,000 worth of scholarships to North Dakota high school seniors from this particular gift to the North Dakota State Fair Foundation. And again, just recapping some of the things Brent mentioned, it's for students exhibiting at the North Dakota State Fair, members of the youth development organizations, 4-H, or Future Farmers of America, students pursuing secondary education or training related to the oil and gas industry, and a couple of weeks away for that application. March 15th will be here before you know it, deadline. So, again, the scholarship application deadline closes on March 15th, 2023. If you fit any of those categories, get to it. Three $10,000 certificates and scholarship awards and two $5,000 ones. So that's great. Anything else you want to tell us about the scholarship, Brent?
Well, it's actually five $2,000 scholarships. Scott, I think you said two.
Yes.
$5,000 scholarships. But, got that kind of turned around a bit. But, yeah, five $2,000 scholarships and three $10,000 scholarships. In addition to the scholarships, we're also providing $10,000 in grants that are available to the 4-H and FFA clubs as well. So the 4-H and FFA clubs can apply to the State Fair Foundation for those grants for projects that are focused on their communities and projects that they would like to do. So that is also available out there.
I want to ask you a couple things in the couple minutes we have left here, just a little bit about the Bakken and how things are going. What's the overall mood right now? What's the overall sense of where things are at? I know this is a challenging time. If you have federal leases, for instance, you know, a lot of the activity's got to happen on private lands, but how are things?
Yeah, so for us, things are very positive. We last year, Scott, we just added our fourth rig. That was, I believe, in July. We added our fourth rig, and we plan to continue with that fourth rig for the next foreseeable future. So with four rigs, we can grow our production. This year, we're planning to drill and produce about 110 new wells in the Bakken. So that brings our total well count up to approximately between 1,600 and 1,700 wells that we have online. We have in our portfolio about 2,100 wells yet to drill. So we have a long future ahead of us with our drilling program. So we're not even halfway done with our drilling plan for North Dakota. Go ahead.
I was going to ask. I only have about 30 seconds left, but are you able to find the talent you need? How's recruiting efforts?
So that is a challenge for us. Recruiting and getting the right talent in is a challenge for all of industry, not just the oil and gas industry, and that's within the state as well as across the nation. So we have a lot of activities and plans that we are pursuing right now, trying to develop training programs as an example for getting the right talent in the door for us, as well as working with the colleges and universities to help us put in place training plans to educate folks and get them trained up to the level we need them for the industry.
Good update, Brent, and appreciate also giving some high school seniors a chance to compete for another scholarship and all the details here. Thank you for that, and thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it, Scott. Thank you.
Brent Lonas from Hess, our guest on What's on Your Mind. Short break. Back with another segment next. In the next hour, The Border.
Ryan Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Serve USA has some home cooking waiting. Grab and go convenience. Cafe USA's at Petro Serve USA are the spot. Beefy noodles on 45th today in Fargo. Orange chicken in Euland. Chicken Alfredo in Glendon. Sloppy Joe's and French fries, MP Avenue. Is that any good? little French fries with your sloppy
Joe's.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
buddy.
Like an upgrade. I usually do the potato chips, but I tell you, that's not bad. NP Avenue location, downtown Fargo. Orange Chicken on 12th Avenue and I-29. West Main Avenue, mac and beef or breakfast hot dish at a PetroServe USA near you. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. I don't watch Saturday Night Live anymore. It's usually just a big lib fest and, you know, not very funny. Wasn't Saturday Night Live supposed to be funny? Wasn't it?
Nah.
Humor was the thing? I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's not humor, Annie. It's not. There's no longer humor, usually. And Woody Harrelson was on this weekend. A listener asked me to play a clip of Woody Harrelson. The liberals are going crazy over what Woody Harrelson said at Saturday Night Live. It's the thing. So in case you missed it, he's calling out Big Pharma. Listen to this.
Hey, so the movie goes like this. The biggest drug cartels in the world get together and buy up all the media and all the politicians and force all the people in the world to stay locked in their homes. And people can only come out if they take the cartel's drugs and keep taking them over and over. I threw the script away. I mean, who is going to believe that crazy idea? Hey, so the
kind of a tepid laughter there. Did you notice that? Like a little uncomfortable.
Yeah,
like, you know, described it pretty well. Pretty well, as a matter of fact. And
the thing about all those conspiracy theories all out here coming true. So wait a minute, were they conspiracy theories?
Well, and ironically, yeah. You know, he's doing his little shtick on Saturday Night Live at the same time.
Yeah.
The what department put this out? It was a weird
Department of Energy.
Yeah. Well, what
about Wuhan?
Yeah. Why would the Department of Energy do that?
I don't know.
Regulate the lab or something?
Yeah.
Maybe they have the lab. But yeah, seems a little odd that they would be the ones that did it, but they were.
Well, through all of this nonsense, you would have to believe that somehow, you know, hundreds of years of evolution caused that thing to just, you know, manifest in a bat. Remember back when they started the thing? And if you, I mean, research what DARPA does. Research what they're doing with bioweapons. And there's bugs that are a lot worse than that one. That they've got sitting in test tubes somewhere.
And you don't mean like insect
bugs. I know, I'm talking about walking dead end. I mean, like, you know, Captain Trips thing or whatever it was. I mean, from the Stand type bugs.
Right.
And those bugs aren't just naturally happening. There are whole, you know, divisions of governments that are developing those. And yeah, of course it came from a lab. And that was a minor one. That was a little one.
Yeah. Very true. So there's that.
Question is, did it accidentally get out? Was it released on purpose? Did they let patient one go with it knowing what would happen? Those are the questions that have to be answered.
I'm telling you what, this is a reason to say, China, for the world community, answer these questions. Get in, you know, have some sort of tribunal or something. We shouldn't just blow this off. It came out of a lab from China. I don't exactly anything.
There was bioweapon labs in Ukraine. There may still be. There's bioweapon labs in this country. I mean, we have military installations here that are cooking up some seriously bad bugs.
Wall Street Journal.
It's there everywhere. But did it get out on purpose? Did they let it go? Or was it an accident? That's what somebody needs to fess up on and just own it.
Come on. It's from China.
I know.
I mean, asking the question, is it an accident, insults our intelligence. There's no way. Looking at the Wall Street Journal's story on this today. U.S. Energy Department has concluded the COVID pandemic most likely arose from a laboratory leak, according to a classified intelligence report recently provided to the White House and key members of Congress. So that's another thing. They've known this since they've known about this and finally are coming clean now.
Mm-hmm.
Why was it classified till now?
Yeah.
Why are we kept in the dark here? Come on. Let's have some details here on this lab leak. And there is no possible way. None, nada, zippo. that was an accident. Telling you what. Another listener says, how about that Jesus Revolution movie, Breaking Expectations? I didn't know it was Breaking Expectations. I've heard a little buzz about it, but that's fantastic. I love it. Absolutely. Another texter, good morning. Having spent a little time on the railroad in the caboose, started being eliminated in the late 80s as the developed Federal Railroad end-of-train device. The friction journal was developed in late 70s and replaced the journal pads and the need to oil the bearings as friction journals were sealed. So Reagan, Bush Sr., and Clinton would have been in the White House when legislators would have made the rules. All right.
Okay.
So Trump's
a little earlier than I thought.
Trump's not to blame. There you go. More after this on What's on Your Mind, the border, when we come back.
You want and you need a bathrobe from MyPillow. They are incredible. Lightweight, heavyweight, as low as $59.98 right now. There's a closeout sale going on the bathrobes at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. That's the number you can call. Always remember to use the promo code SCOTT. My slippers now are as low as $49.98. You're saving up to $100. And they're not slippers that you just necessarily wear around the house. You can wear them anywhere. They're that great. And they are so comfortable. The My Slippers, as low as $49.98 right now, $100 savings. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT for these great deals, or call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, or MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.